You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter. Today's guest is Mr. Adam Parrish from the Area 31 Career Center.
Well, it's Friday morning. You know what that means? It is time for Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm already off to a good start. I haven't called it school talk yet this morning. I'm finding myself one penny if I do. So there you go. I was saying to Mr. Goins, I was yesterday just like, yeah, I've got Mr. Parrish on school talk this morning. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm Voices of the West Side. Who named this show? It was me. But anyway, good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. Emerson just still inhabits the studio. What can I say? He's still around here, even though he is probably asleep right now, because that's what I would be doing at 7:30 if I didn't have to come in and do a radio talk show on Friday mornings.
On the weekends, I don't even wake up until like 10.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
At the latest, or no, at the earliest 10.
No,
I don't think I've ever woken up earlier than that.
Mr. Adam Parrish joining us here on Voices of the West Side. Good morning.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah. Normally don't come to the guests so early, but, you know, you seem like you might have an opinion on this. What is the biological alarm clock for you on, like, a Saturday morning?
Oof. Well, during the week, I'm up at 4:30 going to the gym and everything. Well, my body still wants to wake up that early.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
I miss being able to sleep in like I used to.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's like probably 8:39 for me. That's when I'm just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it was a couple weeks ago when we had the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't set an alarm. I slept till like 11 o'clock.
Oh.
It was like, how did this work? What happened? Am I, is my biological alarm clock not working? Do I need another one? Do I need to change the batteries? I didn't know what was going on, but I felt like the whole day was gone.
Yeah.
When I woke up.
It knew that the snow was coming down, so it sent you to a different time zone for a second.
Yes.
But it was nice. I won't lie. But I did feel like the whole day was gone, and then I felt like my sleep schedule was all thrown off, and yeah, don't get old. But get old, but don't get old.
Right.
Anyway, we've got that thing up there that has some events on it, Kieran. What's it called? I couldn't find that button last week.
Yeah, I know. Well, up on the big board today, we have a couple of game. No, we have one game tonight,
yep.
Which is boys basketball, Lawrence North versus Ben Davis at Southport. That's 6 p.m. tonight.
Yep.
Are we doing a pregame for that, too?
About 5:50.
Yeah.
Marion County Tournament.
Yeah. Then girls basketball tomorrow at Pike, Ben Davis against Pike at 1:30 p.m.
And this isn't up there. If the Ben Davis boys win tonight, they will play tomorrow at 7 p.m. So we could have a doubleheader tomorrow.
We could.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
Somebody's texting me on my phone if you hear the buzzing in the background.
Then January 20th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we will not have school that day. It'll be empty in here.
It will. It is a day on, not a day off, though. So if you have any service projects or anything, or if you want to get out and help people,
Go do something.
That is the day to do it, Dr. Martin Luther King Day.
And then last but not least, the Area 31 Career Center open house is Thursday, January 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30.
And we'll talk more about that here in just a couple seconds.
And I'll be there.
You will be there.
I will be there.
I need to add you to the spreadsheet that someone sent. I don't know who that was.
That's
maybe Mr. Parrish. Anything else up there or anything you got going on this week?
Anything that I have going on?
Yeah, it doesn't appear TikTok will be banned this weekend. So
No. It's looking like
it will not be enforced.
Biden announced yesterday, I think, that it's not going to be enforced.
I'm not going to enforce it.
He's leaving that to the new administration.
All right.
So it'll still be sticking around, but if you want to find us there, it is at Giant 90.9 on TikTok, but everywhere else, so Twitter, Facebook, all of that, we are at WBDG Indy. There you go.
Yep, and that is that thing up there we like to call the...
The Big Board!
course, if you are tuning in right now and you missed the first 5 minutes of the show and you're wondering what we talked about, you can listen on Sunday at 2 p.m. or you can always catch the podcast, which will be online right after the program. I did want to make a little short announcement here about the Ben Davis yearbook, the keyhole. If you want to purchase a personalized keyhole, so if you want to make sure your yearbook has your name on it or whatever else you want to put on it, you have to do that by January 25th. So that is coming up just around the corner. The keyhole yearbook, I always buy one. So yearbookforever.com and enter the school name, or there's a QR code on this flyer I have. That doesn't work for you because this is radio. but you can go there and check that out. So anyway, that's also worth announcing. And coming up this week, as you said, we have the Area 31 Career Center open house, which is an awesome opportunity for people to come in and check out all of the Area 31 programs. I know some of the students who are in this class right now have done so. Did you come to the open house, Kieran?
Last year?
Well, a couple years ago.
Anytime?
Like you're
no. No. Well, no, the first time before I came here, I went to the open house.
Okay.
Cool.
And that was when I met Sam for the first time, because I came on the radio and I yapped for like 30 seconds, I think.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did I make a note that you had a good radio voice?
You did.
That's good.
You did make that note.
Good. I'm still doing my job then.
Right?
Yes. But that's coming up this Thursday, and here to talk about it, we have Mr. Adam Parrish, who is, what is your title over there? I said your LinkedIn says career coach.
Yeah, so this is a new position
that
just came on board this year, thanks to a grant from the Commission for Higher Education. I am an official career coach.
Career coach at the Area 31 Career Center. And what does career coach, what does that job entail? I mean, goodness, it seems like you do just a little bit of everything over there.
And that is correct.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about my job is I get to support all of our 11 sending school districts, because Area 31 not only services Wayne Township students, it encompasses all the students in Hendricks County and parts of Marion and Morgan County. So I am working with those schools on the career coaching framework, which is a set of tasks that the commission has said that schools need to do better on. So I'm working with them just to ensure that students are ready for life after high school.
And this is something that you've done for a while now. Obviously, this is not, I know this is, you're back at Area 31 last year when you were helping out as a career pathways specialist, kind of filling in, helping that role. But also you've been in Wayne before.
Yeah, I started in Wayne in 2014.
Yeah.
So this is 10 years forward. So it's pretty cool to see, you know, where I started and now where I'm at with Area 31. It's exciting stuff.
You were in the Creedence Clearwater Revival Office. Or I mean the College and Career Readiness Office.
There you go.
There we go. It's CCR. You know, when you're a radio guy, you see CCR, you think Creedence Clearwater Revival. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. Does that make me old?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it does. Did you know who CCR was?
I did not.
See, I'm old. That's what happens. But one of the responsibilities that you've had is trying to put together this open house.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is something that has existed for many years with Area 31, and it's always around this time of year. So as you've looked at putting this together, what can you tell the listening audience about the open house, what's available, what's kind of the event brief, so to speak, of the open house?
So our open house brings in all 27 different programs that we offer, from aviation to culinary arts, construction to dental, all the way to welding. So we have anything from A to W in the technical field. So come on out, check it out. You get to meet with our instructors. You get to walk through the classrooms, walk through the labs, see if it is a good fit for you. It may not be, and that's okay. But you don't know until you come out and check it out. So
can we get zebra grooming or something that we have Z?
A to Z. That would be perfect.
That would be. We need a career that starts with Z. Adam Parrish joining us this morning on Voices of the West Side. My name is John Easter. Kieran Sandulo is our producer.
Hello.
Hello. And the voice of Kieran Sandulo. I said,
such great radio voice.
I said, Kieran just needs to do our intros all the time. Just, you know, when you walk in a room, Ladies and gentlemen.
Can we get motion sensors on the doors?
Yes.
Like, as soon as you cross through. My voice just like bound to it so it's that just, I know when someone's coming.
Well, it's just like you get like a buzz or something.
Yeah, and then I just have to I'm just like, oh, someone's come in.
I have to do an announcement. You know, Karen's... Oh, yeah, what is this? Oh, now I'm arriving, Mr. John Easter. Oh, back to bed. That's what it'd be. So you have that coming up this week. And I know for so many of our prospective students, it's the first time they step in our studios or the first time they step on campus here at Area 31. So what kind of value do you think it provides to those students that decide to come?
Yeah, so... So we offer middle school tours. So sometimes the students come over. It depends what school they go to, but they bus them over in eighth grade, check it out. But that's a long time between right. eighth grade, sophomore year when they have to apply, or junior year when they apply to come their senior year. So, you know, in that amount of time, they may forget what they might have seen. So being able to see, you know, they may have an idea of what they want to do for a career. But until they get into the lab and see like all the machines, like you walk in the precision machining lab and it is incredible.
Yeah, robots doing their things. And, yeah.
Or welding booths, being able to play with fire. Like that's cool stuff that, you know, maybe you forgot about in eighth grade. Come on back out. See what's there. See what's available to you. All the opportunities. And come by the radio broadcasting. Like this is such a cool space. This is professional equipment that they have at the radio stations across the country.
Yeah, we'll put you on air. Yeah. I mean, Karen remembers that when
that's,
he was.
Oh, that's yeah. So cool. Yeah. Like those experiences, those opportunities, it's worth it.
Yeah. Adam Parrish joining us once again here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. Area 31, you know, people talk about that name and then usually they make an Area 51 joke. I've had that happen before. We actually did have a podcast a few years ago that called it Area 51 from Area 31. And it was fine. All like. You know, stories and like the Denver airport, you know, they did like the haunted bridge. They did all these stories on things like that. But
well, merchandise, all of our marketing materials, they were all like neon green.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone thinks of the aliens.
True. So when you talk about Area 31, what does that mean?
So
what does Area 31 mean?
Area 31. So the state is broken up into all these different career districts, and we are District 31. And that encompasses all of the students from Speedway to Tri-West, Brownsburg to Mooresville. So it covers a large geographical area on the west side of Indianapolis. So we serve all of the students for Hendricks County. There are three schools in Marion County that we service, Speedway, Ben Davis, and Decatur Central. And then we push all the way down to Morgan County. So
it is essentially just an area of schools that has been assigned to this career center.
Yeah. So the superintendents, they all got together way back in the day. I think it was the early 70s, mm-hmm. I think is when Area 31 came to be. They said, we need to offer career and technical education. So they came together just to pool their resources. And that's how Area 31 came to be.
I must be really stupid because I thought it meant that there were 31 different things that you could learn here.
It's close.
That makes sense, but it's really just the way that the state assigned the numbers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there is, I know, like when you have snow days and things, you see Area 30.
Yes.
A lot of times.
Our friends to the west over in Greencastle.
And then some are named. So you have Javert Light Career mm-hmm. Center. You have the Walker Career Center. You have Central 9. And I know I'm forgetting others too.
There's a Harris at that.
So Avon, Harris Academy. So
Avon goes to.
Last year, Area 31, the governing board, our superintendents decided we need to expand our programming. We need to offer more seats for more students. So we expanded into Harris Academy in Brownsburg, and we offer four programs there: criminal justice, pre-nursing, medical assisting, and cybersecurity. So four that we have here in our main campus, but those are some of our biggest programs here. The most demand. So we wanted to expand just to offer more students more opportunities.
Gotcha.
Right. And, you know, when you talk about career and technical education, it's something that is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, it always changes at the state. You know, you can get into a whole different conversation on there that we avoid on this program about those things. But when you talk about career and technical education, even since I've been teaching, and I started teaching in 1997, it has changed significantly. Oh, yeah. The way that CTE education is seen by society, I think. Mm-hmm. And you continue to see, and I think you were here when we started saying enroll, enlist, employ.
Yep.
So when you talk about that employ part, students are earning college degrees, certifications.
Yes, we have the Early College Career Center, which students in 8th and 9th grade can apply for. That covers four of our programs: culinary arts, cybersecurity, pharmacy tech, and precision machining. That is something very special for Wayne Township students. We have a great relationship with Vincennes University to offer associate degrees to Wayne Township students for little to no cost. It's really amazing.
Well, and then if you really want to have a good experience, come to the in May. There's the big celebration where we celebrate all the students of the year in our programs. Our senior, outstanding senior. I'll get it right. Outstanding seniors. We do that, and then you listen to the testimonials from teachers at that event, and it's fantastic. What you hear, and you hear all the different programs, and you know, you hear about students in radio broadcasting where you're talking about all these experiences, and then you hear pharmacy tech and you hear talk about all these experiences that those students have had. It is such a wide ranging program of different career fields. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, when you spend 3 hours a day, 1 year, or for most of our programs, 2 years with that same teacher, the relationships that you build between student and teacher are phenomenal. So we definitely want to celebrate those every year in May at our awards night. I'm really looking forward to, this is me personally, the National Technical Honor Society induction coming up in March. I took over it as advisor last year, and it just exploded. And I am so excited to be part of that, to provide students those opportunities to access NTHS scholarships, some of the partner discounts, and just to celebrate the excellence that our students have been able to achieve here at Area 31.
Adam Parrish with us this morning here on Voices of the West Side on NTHS Giant 90.9. As a teacher, I want to publicly thank you for streamlining that process for us. I don't know what all went in on the back end to just make it that easy, but really appreciate the job you did, because used to be rather labor intensive for teachers, but you made it much easier. So thank you for that.
It's a tough job, and I want to try to make it easier for you, so that way you can focus on the thing we're here for, is the students.
Correct. I agree. You know, we kind of changing gears a little bit. How did you get into, as I'm seeing dancing out of the corner of my eye in the background.
Not Jace distracting
was,
at
Jace,
all.
No, Jace was dancing in the corner. As you look at, you know, your job in career and technical education and in being a career coach, how did you get interested in this field?
Oh, that's a great question. So I have always worked in education. I started out at my home high school right after. So I actually dropped out of college, moved back home, and started working in my old high school. Working in the music department, ran a credit recovery program, and it was there, that's really where I found that I love education. Being able to work with students, being able to help them, and for our students in credit recovery, like, they're credit deficient, so they need some, you know, extra motivation, building those relationships to get them across the finish line. And that's really where I fell in love with education, and so ever since then, I've worked in schools. When I came down here to Indianapolis, I started working in IT. I have a love for technology. So I started there and then got connected with our college and career readiness department. And that is where I found, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. Just focus on post-secondary outcomes, enroll, enlist, employ. And then when I came back to Wayne Township, the position for Area 31, I thought, you know, that looks really cool. I would like to work with CTE, get to know more about that. And ever since, I love coming to work just because the people, the students, and the opportunities that are provided.
We kind of skipped the bio portion. So are you, or where was your home high school you were talking about?
Yeah, so I went to John Glenn High School in Walkerton, Indiana.
Wow.
A little tiny high school, one stoplight town up in northern Indiana, but learned a lot. A lot of great people pushing me, getting me across that finish line.
Yeah, it does take that sometimes in this, just everybody working together to help kids.
I mean, takes a village.
That's what it's about. So, Adam Parrish joining us again here on Area 30 or on the Area 31 Career Center version of Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. So, this Career Center open house that's coming up. Mm-hmm. What do people have to do to get involved with it? Do they just show up? Do you have a registration? I mean, how does it work?
Just show up on Thursday, January 3rd at between 5:30 and 7:30 at door 17. That is on the north side of Ben Davis High School. We are back behind the high school near the stadium. So just park along there. Come on in. We'll have National Technical Honor Society students welcoming you, greeting you. We have snacks for sale. Our culinary arts department, the students, our restaurant will be open. And they're doing the current menu, their Italian menu. And let me tell you, it is fantastic.
Nice.
The lasagna, chicken parm sandwich, the cannoli tiramisu. Oh, I could go on and on about the food. It is so good. But they will be selling that just as a fundraiser. And then, you know, just walk around, check out programs. You can pop in and out. There's no specific order that you have to go in. Whatever piques your interest, we want you to stop by, meet the instructor, talk to other students. We're going to have our ambassadors there. These are the leaders in the program that the students have selected. The teachers have worked with them. We have a fantastic career pathway specialist, Ms. Andreco. She's in charge of the ambassadors, and she's just done a really phenomenal job working with them on their public speaking skills. So come in, talk to them. You'll get a real feel for what that class is like. They go through it. They experience it.
You know, and I knew the answer to that because obviously we've done the open house. But for me as a teacher, it is an exhausting night in a positive way.
Yes.
Because you get so many people here that are interested in doing your program that you really don't have time to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm talking to this group and now this group walks up and then this group has this question, that group has this question and all that. So you hear from the teachers, but really I think the value is listening to the students who are in the program because they're the ones who have really experienced what the program has to offer. I mean, obviously teachers put together the lessons, put together what goes on in that program, but it's really the students who are the ones who experience it. So, you know, for example, Kieran.
Yeah.
What would you say your role is here? This sounds like that Office Space interview. What would you say your role is here at WBDG?
I'm kind of in like the student teacher spot right now, honestly. Like any time the first years need anything figured out, then they'll just find me in Studio D, and then I'll come and help them figure it out.
Nice.
And he's kind of an expert on Adobe Audition.
Okay. So I have a copy of it at home, not just for like practice and whatnot, but I have it there and I just spent like 2 or 3 days just learning how it worked, like very intricately studying like what everything did, all the keybinds and whatnot, so that when I came back, I would know how to teach the other kids how to use it.
That's awesome.
So when I need help, I go to Kieran on Adobe Audition because that's kind of what we do. I know how to, you know, do multi-track and put beds behind things and, you know, make announcements. That's about all I know. But some of the imaging and things that we run, you hear that stuff. And that was things that he did.
Outstanding, sir. Nice job.
But if you went and you talked to Brody, who is in the other room there preparing for a sports broadcast.
Yeah.
His experience is going to be different with the program. Mm-hmm. And I think that's valuable when you come in and you talk to different students about the program, because you're going to get like the, hey, come be a part of our program. It's amazing. You know, we'll make you a radio star for me. But then, you know, it's kind of like when you go and you apply for a loan and you get that truth in lending form that tells you exactly what you're going to pay. that's what it's like when you talk to different students they're going to tell you exactly what the program is like, and they'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, they won't sugarcoat it. Of course, they want you to be here too, but they'll tell you, you know, well, Mr. Easter, he's kind of weird, you know, just watching, and is, you know, they'll be honest about it, and I think that's awesome that we drag the students in as well that night, so you can actually talk to those students who have experienced the programs, the ones who are, you know, kind of immersed in it every day.
Yeah. Our Area 31 slogan is turning passions into professions. So it sounds like your passion is radio and technology. So you're able to dive into that.
I'm actually going into it in college as well.
That's amazing. Where are you going?
I'm going to VU.
Awesome.
So I'm doing some audio production stuff, some radio and TV broadcasting over there.
They're going to love him at VU.
And then I also, I'm doing I got a job at a radio station down there as well.
Mm-hmm. Way cool. Yeah. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Because you have people in Vincennes too.
My dad has people in Vincennes.
So that helps
And then I have family in Vincennes. So.
Oh, that's going to be nice because that is a little bit of a drive.
Yeah, I get food there.
Right. That's important.
It's like 2-hour drive. It's not too bad, but it is to be going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So
there's still no direct way to Vincennes.
No.
I-69 has really helped.
Oh, so much.
I mean, I had part of my family Christmas was in Martinsville.
Okay.
And it was 20 minutes from my house now.
Wow.
With I-69. It's like 20 minutes from my house. And, you know, it used to be, because I went to IU, it used to take forever to get to Martinsville, it would seem like.
But, all you the know, stoplights.
Right. You just shoot right down I-69 and it's literally right there. And, there's still no easy way to get to Vincennes because you have to go out to Terre Haute and then down 41.
But it is such a beautiful campus.
It is.
It's really nice.
And I will say this, because of the pandemic, Vincennes is our partner here for dual credit at Area 31 for a lot of these programs and ours here in radio and TV. And we had not been on the campus of Vincennes in maybe 5-6 years.
Really?
If you have not been down on that campus, my gosh.
Oh, it is transformed. I went
so
down
different.
There.
So my dad and my mom both went to VU.
Okay.
And while I was there doing the tour, they were just pointing out all of the differences to each other. So apparently there were in the new like main gym area where they do like all the basketball and whatnot, the upper level of the gym, where they have the back room with all the equipment and whatnot, used to be a pool there, apparently, and it was just paved over.
Yep. When I was in eighth grade, I went down there there was like a youth leadership summit thing, and I got to go back last year with Area 31, and I was amazed at how campus has grown, transformed, and it's such a beautiful location right there on the river. It's stunning. If you have not been, go check it out.
And, you know, there's still construction going on the campus right now. Mm-hmm.
They've got a couple new buildings that they're working on. I don't even know what they're going to be.
They've done some things with Davis Hall as well, where we are, you know, where this program would be if we were at Vincennes. Davis Hall has the radio and TV, and
I
think cybersecurity has built its own building. So cybersecurity, which is one thing I think is that's a 4-year program at Vincennes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they've expanded some of
theirs. Homeland Security has been big in down there. And you know, so they've taken over some of that area and they've done some pretty neat stuff down there. So,
that's cool.
And I mean, if you've been on any college campus lately, I know IU with their media school, Ball State, you know, with the Letterman Center, just so many of the schools that we send students to. Indiana State, we've had tremendous success with our students at ISU. So many of the schools that we are sending our students to for the enroll part of enroll, enlist, employ, that they are all expanding and doing great things. So it's competitive for them as well.
For sure.
So Vincennes will be happy to have you, Garen.
I hope so.
Because I know
I did not make a good impression.
You did not make a good impression?
No. So the guy that was in charge.
Okay, we need to know. By the way, this is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. You were saying.
The guy that was in charge of the guy that's in charge of the radio aspect down there right now. He was doing like the audio imaging and whatnot when we were down there. I went up to his office with him and we had like a real long conversation, like 20 minutes longer than it should have been, because I would not stop talking.
You were excited about it.
I was so excited to like talk to the guy, and it got to a point where I kept talking to him about like storage and like all this like equipment and whatnot, and I talked for so long that my parents had to text me and say, dude, wrap it up.
Just when you're passionate about something, you just keep going. Yeah, I get it.
You were getting the wrap-up sign from the parents.
Well, yeah, because I, like,
it's this usually is a the guy opposite that I can way. Talk like, to. On, Dad.
Right?
This is a guy that I can talk to about stuff that I enjoy. I don't get that a lot. Mm-hmm. Neither of my parents or none of my siblings know anything about what I enjoy. So it's nice to talk to somebody face-to-face about something that I'm passionate about.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I love data and spreadsheets, yeah. And Mr. Mendenhall, he doesn't get that same, you know, excitement and enjoyment from creating formulas and spreadsheets. I don't know why.
Okay, I know we're over time, but that happens a lot on this show. What's it like working with your husband?
I love it.
Yeah.
So I left 3 years ago. I went and explored another opportunity, and going from being in the same building for 8 years to not, it was hard.
Yeah,
because we didn't know, like, staff change. He didn't know my people. I didn't know his people. But now to be back in the same building. Now, he works for Ben Davis High School. I work for Area 31. So there is a difference
Mr.
there.
Mr. Brayton Mendenhall is who we're talking about here.
It's so much fun. He pops into my office. Hey, just checking things out. You know, I swing by his, and it's just nice to see each other.
Well, now you can say you've been on this show, too.
Yes, because he came on every year for graduation.
He has not been on this show, though.
Oh, no.
So you've got that over him.
Hey.
He was on School Talk with Emerson.
Yeah, right. You got a one-up on him now.
Yeah, you said, I've been on Voices of the West.
Right.
When are you going to be on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you would like? I just thought that was an interesting question, because, you know, there are couples here that work together. Mm-hmm. The Davidsons were famous for many, many years. The Shannons, who we send our thoughts out to. I know they just had a loss in their family, and others. But I just thought that's interesting, because I've never had that experience. I've never worked with my significant other in a building. So
yeah, the only problem is all we do is talk about work. When we live here, we don't stop talking about work. The thing is, we just love our jobs.
Sure.
So it's easy to just talk about it.
Yeah. Do you just have to have some times where you're like, no, we're not talking about work tonight?
It's like, okay, we just need to decompress.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. We just need to stop.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate everything you do
at
Area 31. And you've been excellent for the organization over there.
Thank you.
Everything you've brought and your expertise. And we appreciate you. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Easter.
Push the magic button. There we go.
I was hovering over it for the whole show because I thought I missed my cue at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, we kind of got off on a weird start, but it
worked out.
So
awesome.
All right. Anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Just coming out to the open house next Thursday, January 23rd, starting at 5:30. We'll have students there to greet you, talk to you about our programs. Come check it out. It is so cool. The things that are happening in the classrooms, in the labs. Real world experience.
And where can we find information about the Area 31?
You can find it on all of our social media. We're on Facebook, X, and Instagram at Area 31 Career Center.
Yep. So you can find it all there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my favorite nights of the year.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, you know, sometimes when you have responsibilities and things that you have to come to, you're like, it's an open house.
It'll be fun.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it'll be my first time on the other side of the equation.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun for me.
Good experience. There were 1,200 people here last year, so I'm excited to see. Because we've combined both the Wayne Township Pathways Night and the Area 31 Open House, where we're running them simultaneously. So it's going to be a hopping night here at Ben Davis High School.
Well, come on out and be a part of the Area 31 Career Center open house on the 23rd, from 5:30 to 7:30.
Come find me and I'll yell at you.
Yes, come find Kieran and
I'll do something.
You'll have to give him the wrap-up signal because he will just talk.
I will.
About this. That's what we've learned.
And speaking of, I need to get to my NTHS meeting. So thank you so much for having me on the air today. I appreciate it.
All right. That's going to wrap up Voices of the West Side. to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.